USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers are battling over the forming of a panel that would investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol.
A national bipartisan independent commission to report on the events of January 6th is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. GOP leader Mitch McConnell said it's not necessary.
Multiple Senate committees are conducting their own bipartisan inquiries, and obviously the role of the former president has already been litigated exhaustively.
Six Senate Republicans said they would vote in favor of the proposed commission, which passed in the House. President Biden spoke in Cleveland about his infrastructure plan. He said America is not respected.
The 13th best infrastructure in the world. Come on.
The president said he wants to raise corporate taxes to build a better America. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his two-day Mideast tour in an effort to shore up the fragile ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian terror group in Gaza. USA Radio's John Clements reports.
Amman was the last stop for the secretary, where he met with King Abdullah II, thanking the Jordanian monarch for his role that led to an end of the 11-day bloody conflict. Mr. Blinken said the countries in the region must work together if there is to be lasting peace.
If we want to avoid a return to the harrowing violence of recent weeks, the countries of this region need to help and support one another.
While in the region, Mr. Blinken also met with the Israeli Prime Minister, assuring Mr. Netanyahu that Jerusalem had a right to defend itself and the Hamas rulers in Gaza would not benefit from any reconstruction effort put forth by the international community. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Many places are holding off on lifting restrictions until the pandemic is officially over. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Airbnb is extending its global ban on parties on rental properties through the end of the summer. The company is saying the policy has proven to be popular with their host community. Airbnb saying they will not tolerate behavior that disrupts neighbors or violates the trust of their host community. The company saying it will provide another update on the future of the policy at the end of the summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The death toll from the mass shooting at a Northern California light rail yard increased to 10, including the gunman, after one of the injured died in the hospital overnight. The attack occurred at the Valley Transportation Authority in San Jose on Wednesday. 8 people died immediately. The gunman also killed himself. All of the victims are being honored at an event at the San Jose City Hall Plaza. Investigators are still trying to determine why maintenance worker Samuel Cassidy shot 9 co-workers and then killed himself. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo said the victims knew the shooter well. Officials say Cassidy started a fire at his home before he left for the shooting. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith said that Cassidy fired off 39 rounds and appeared to target specific victims. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.